We have a tale of two borders. The number of unauthorized crossings at the U.S. southern border has dropped dramatically throughout this year. Unauthorized crossings at the northern border are much lower overall, but have been increasing, including people crossing from India. Here's NPR's Sergio Martinez Beltran.
The main bus stop in Plattsburgh, a small community in the Adirondack region, is made up of two bus shelters. Their clear plastic walls are dirty, graffiti splattered. It's next to Clinton County's government building. Indian immigrants in nearly a dozen SUVs and minivans are waiting here for business. This town and bus stop is the place where most everyone who illegally crosses the Canada-US border in New York State and is released from custody ends up. Once migrants get here, they look for the bus or the unofficial taxi drivers to take them south to New York City. A lot of these newcomers end up hiring people like Indian immigrant Shivam, who goes only by his last name.
I rent a car, I come here, so people coming, I'm just helping them.
But it's a business. He and other drivers charge up to $300 per person. Shivam crossed into the U.S. illegally a few weeks ago through the thick woods connecting Canada to upstate New York.
It's a little bit challenging because I have to walk through the woods in the night. It's dark and there's a lot of trees and bushes and the forest is full of mud because of the rain.
He's now awaiting a hearing in front of an immigration judge after claiming asylum in the U.S. But he admits he came into the U.S. mostly for work.
Because of the opportunities, I get more opportunity in the U.S. compared to Canada.
He spends his days waiting for Indian migrants in Plattsburgh, a community about a half-hour drive from the U.S.-Canada border. The number of unauthorized crossings on the northern border have more than doubled this year. So far, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents have had nearly 22,000 encounters with all migrants between northern ports of entries. Last year, the total was just over 10,000. It's not entirely clear what's driving this increase, but nearly 60% of those encounters were with Indian nationals. In June, unauthorized crossings of Indians here hit an all-time high.
There are different reasons than it might be for Venezuelans or for Central Americans who are fleeing a particular kind of crisis.
Pablo Bowles is a migration studies scholar at the University of Vermont. He says part of the reason so many Indians come to the U.S. through Canada first is because of the northern neighbor's favorable immigration policies. For instance, until recently, migrants in Canada who were on a visitor's visa could apply for a temporary work permit there. Canada also has an express entry policy for skilled migrants who want to live there. So why are they crossing to the U.S.? Bo says there are simply more jobs in more industries.
For some of the Indian families, it has definitely been economic opportunity, reunification with family.
Also, Bo says the U.S. offers more rewards than Canada, such as lower taxes, a stronger dollar, and opportunities to work under the table. Many go for industries with a low barrier to enter, like delivery and food services. But it's not like crossing the northern border is free of dangers or easy. Migrants can face freezing winter temperatures. They can also be denied asylum quicker, on the spot, as part of an agreement between the U.S. and Canada. Still, many perceive this route safer than traveling to the U.S. through dangerous parts of Central America or the Mexican desert. That's the case of David Morales from Venezuela. After his asylum case languished for 2 years in Canada, a frustrated Morales decided to cross into New York State.
I walked during the day and I saw mosquitoes that looked like helicopters. I wonder how it is to cross at night. Probably worse.
Morales says he walked for about 3 hours in the woods until he was arrested by U.S. Border Patrol. This was a familiar scene for him. A few years ago, Morales crossed illegally into the U.S. from Mexico, but he's back on American soil after his family moved to Chicago from Venezuela. As he figures out how to get there, an Indian taxi driver offers him a ride south.
It's okay, good for you. I have only $150, Canadian bucks.
Okay, I'll take it.
Morales is rushed to get into an SUV with a group of Haitian immigrants. The driver tells him it's about a 6-hour car ride down on I-87 to New York City. Other Indian drivers stay put at the bus stop. They know a new wave of migrants is sure to show up soon. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, Plattsburgh, New York.